You're no longer allowed to drink Jack at our parties.
I'm not drinking.
It's even worse. Whatever the fuck it is.
That's it right there. That's it. Started.
Yep.
Welcome to Has Been Airsoft, everyone. This has been another shit show.
As usual.
As usual, it's your host, Megalo. Along with us is, kind of as usual now, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug's become a fixture.
I guess.
The Golden Child. It's not so special to have you on anymore, because you're actually around.
I really don't know why I do this anymore.
We have Crayon Dumpster.
I have no friends.
Crayola Deposit.
Crayola Deposit. And, Dave.
And me,
everyone's
Dave.
Favorite touchy uncle.
Yeah.
Dave Martin.
Wow. What? So does that make any sense?
Yeah.
He's bad influence Uncle Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I was going for. I just kind of forgot.
You kind of ran with something
like
way
like
worse.
You hit a moped at like 7 and you're like, why would you do that?
Yes. Yeah, just put this helmet on. You could totally go over this ramp made of like one piece of plywood and 3 bricks.
Do some right. Sick
absolutely.
Fine.
Yeah.
Getting back on subject, don't give him a moped, give him an airsoft gun. All right, airsoft.
I get the fireworks for his birthday.
Yes, snakes and sparklers. It's the only ones I like. All right. That's the way it is.
So
we've literally said that for like 4 episodes in a row. We just gotta let it die.
Nope.
Like
never.
Do we have to let it die?
Absolutely.
Snakes and sparklers.
Snakes and sparklers.
No, because Doug made it happen.
Doug actually brought me snakes
I don't
from Pennsylvania.
Care.
Well, snakes. I did not traffic fireworks across a state line.
Absolutely not.
Why, would that be illegal in your
we
line
were
of
in
work?
In Pennsylvania, we didn't give it to him.
It's funny,
yeah.
You actually, when you buy fireworks in Pennsylvania, you have to sign paperwork that says that you're going to transport them out of the state within 48 hours.
Huh.
And you have to say what
but
state
you say
you're
you
transporting
transport
them to.
Fireworks across
I didn't.
State lines.
They're
so.
Not fireworks.
No, he drove them to New Jersey and threw them out of his car.
Yes.
Huh.
That's a perfectly legitimate use for fireworks.
Yep.
I mean,
like,
you're just adding to the dumpster.
Just like a lot of people lost all their guns in boating accidents.
Yep.
It's the way it is.
All right, so what are we talking
like
about?
Like the one I'm shooting upstate this weekend.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So
airsoft.
On this week,
what
we're
are
actually
we
going to be...
this week?
I think we figured out that we're probably going to do like a training regiment and stuff like that for...
Oh, yeah, we're doing to get ready for Balcar.
For Balcar Ridge.
Because
Balcar Rage, whatever it is.
The Cove.
It's going to be Balcar Rage.
If it's not Balcar Rage and I don't get pictures and video of people saying, let's rollerblade and a lot of flashy lights, I'm going to be a little upset. So
catch that reference.
What?
It's the 80s. Balcar Rage. Something with an 8 Rage has something to do with the 80s. So...
I feel like he's making this up.
I probably
yeah,
am.
That's
all right.
You're taking your creative freedom with that, but
it's all right.
Just
because
you have
it's
a tablet
enough.
Doesn't mean you're a creative.
I have a tablet?
Wow. Drawing tablet.
Oh, yeah. It's all right. Fair enough.
I got an iPad.
Yeah, it just means you're autistic.
It's an iPad mini.
Super
just means
awesome.
You're small autistic.
Super awesome.
Wow.
Small autistic. Okay. So we've derailed that we can't even get
so
into anything.
Balcar Ridge.
Yes.
Training. If. Pretty much not that many people have been to a game at the Cove. There have only been 2?
There were technically 3, from what I remember.
I thought 3 never went off because...
Didn't the third one get cancelled?
I thought the second one got cancelled.
No, he went to the second one.
I don't know if I went to the second or the third, but either way, it's all kind of blurring together.
Yeah.
Because the last
but there's,
was...
there's not that many people that have been to this AO.
Right.
It is extremely ruining. Again, if you guys are going, look at the topo maps of it. It's... Elevation changes.
Well, Papa Warren put out some social media stuff that hinted at they may not be using the same part of the AO that Mr. Broccoli had used. So
kind of disappointing then.
Well, I don't know if he means they're going to have more of it or they're in a completely different area.
Okay.
Because in my mind, where I was gravitating towards is if Milsim West was able to get... the areas off to the right of the path that were reserved for campgrounds as you're going, you know, through the main where that big amphitheater is.
Yeah.
The area off to the right. And then if you kept going down that trail, there was the lake that we did the boat assault and the surrounding cabins. If they got all of that on top of all the stuff back where we were playing, that would be a pretty decent size AO. And you'd have a nice mix of flatland with lots of woods and crazy ridges. So
okay. So maybe the elevation won't be as grueling as it was for Black Sheep. But if you're going, and you're like, oh, we're in the flatlands, and then you come up to where we were.
Yeah, no,
you're gonna,
you can't plan on that.
You're gonna have a bad time.
You're in the Appalachian Trail. No matter what, there's gonna be hills. Like, and
yeah, real hills.
Yeah, and yeah.
So Like, what I've been doing is I've just started running again since we've had some unseasonably warm weather lately.
It's except that it's going to snow tomorrow.
Yeah. Which ruins my plans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's running?
What? You got a treadmill right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to move dog crates and stuff. And,
stop running a puppy mill in your basement.
Yeah. Start running with the dogs.
Great, now we have to start over, Doug.
I do run with the dogs.
There you go.
The dogs run you.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
So what else have you been doing then?
That's pretty much it. It's been like, run one day, just, you know, like straight running, no weight. Then I'll like jog with my GORUCK backpack with like two bricks in it, just to add weight. And then I'll do an actual like walk slash hike with my ruck with weight in it.
And what ruck are you running?
I've got that North Face one for now. I may pick up something else before the game.
Okay.
And I'll put like 20, 30 pounds in it.
Okay.
You need a kid-sized ruck pack.
Basically, yeah. That's what I have.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, not really a ruck, but those little, like the little LBT, like...
That's probably what I'm looking at.
Those are nice. They actually have a good enough space in there, too. So it'll definitely fit to your size.
My pack?
Or yeah,
those like saddles are floating around for cheap enough.
Yeah. They're cheap. These are cheap too.
Shipped.
These are cheap.
Yeah, the LBT
it's like
ones are like
$500 pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's saddle though.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Going right now.
The Go packs are cheap.
I know.
They're like the 95 to like 125 tops.
Not even. If you get them used, not even.
Oh, all right. Well, that
I got
works.
That one for 40.
Yeah.
Good lord.
You can't beat
what
that.
What color is that?
Multicam Tropic.
Yeah.
It's kind of hot. I like it.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it, because it's cardio. It's
cardio and
get
endurance.
Used to walking and moving with weight and not stopping. Like anything you do prepping for this game, you should be like setting a pace for yourself that you can do without stopping and then trying to go a little faster.
It's like it comes back to like general like training for an airsoft event, but like if you've ever done any sort of physical training or any sort of physical sport or team thing, like,
I'm not going as hard for this as I did for the GORUCK.
Yeah, which, I mean, it makes sense, because even though it's 40 hours, you're not going to be hiking for 40 hours straight. You know, it's more have enough physical...
You're fat bodies on beaches for
I feel like GORUCK is also, like, the most ludicrous thing in the entire world.
It's Dave, pretty brutal. Dave, Joe, and I went on a ruck in Sunken Meadow.
Yeah, we did a solid...
That was a pretty good time.
We did about, like, 4 miles, something like that. We went up through...
It's a lot of chafing.
It actually wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad at all. I did not chafe one bit.
We went up from the sand, pretty much from like that small little beach area.
High tide, so we couldn't go down the beach too far.
Up the fucking ridge as to why we decided to do that. Then we had a race to the top.
I lost.
So all three of us were like, oh, let's just pick an area and just race to the top. Biondo did, because I think he took the least gradient. He kind of just strolled on up. And then
he's fresh out of boot camp too.
I had 90 pounds in my pack.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I wanted to outshow anyone that showed up.
He went to full ruck.
I could have just rode on your back if you wanted weight.
Pretty much. Yeah, he went with full ruck. Vinny was supposed to come by, but he didn't come.
Sounds
good. So it was just me, Rich, and Biondo. But like I said, it was
still
a nice,
very good ruck.
Nice little 4 mile. If anyone's actually ever been to Sunken Meadow, it's not completely smooth, depending on which trail you decide to go on. So it'll definitely help. And a lot of it is like sand and loose dirt too.
Demo that to get ready for Balcar.
Yeah.
We're going to do walking lunges up Cardiac Hill.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
No. Should be enough for me.
Those are what I did to get ready for the GORUCK.
Yeah. No. Like that's, just on repeat.
That's just.
Just
that's...
go up walking lunges, come back down, repeat.
I'll do it.
Ew.
Do you hate your life that much that, like, that's what you do for fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Ew. I'm just still taking that in. That just sounds horrible.
And then maybe, you know...
Did you just say bear crawl?
Hold the pack above your head while you're doing it, too? Just, really, let's get weird with it. Like, I just want to...
See, that's too much. I just want to build up the cardio.
No, I just want to, like...
Motivational push-ups at the end of anything you do.
What are motivational push-ups, Rich?
Do you have the video saved?
Yeah, I do. Somewhere. Something about demotivational push-ups.
What is something that you would yell at somebody during this activity?
Of demotivational or motivational push-ups?
No, it was motivational push-ups, not demotivational.
Why would you... Push-ups are not motivational.
They are.
I miss Fat Richie, who was my manager at Ace Hardware.
Those were the good days. Back in those Sigma days.
Where I used to just hide in a corner and pack a lip and watch soccer on the on the computer and get yelled at for it.
You did not get yelled at for it.
Yeah. Yeah, the loss prevention guy called the store and told us to stop watching soccer on the computer. He said that the computer was the cash register.
He's not even the loss prevention guy anymore.
We'll talk about Ace Hardware later.
Yeah, this is not the Ace Hardware podcast.
Yeah, big time.
All right.
We both have severe ADD.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I would definitely say so.
All right.
But, I'm still trying to take in the lunges up Cardiac Hill. Because Cardiac Hill, if anybody else has also been there, it's miserable.
Yeah.
It sucks. Whatever. It's gross.
I'll do it with the 90 pounds.
Sure. Let's do
You'll
it.
You'll do walking lunges with 90 pounds?
I'll race someone, too. I'll do it. I don't care.
Okay, that's the kind of thing if we want to get... Definitely try and get Lodats there. He'll try and, you up on that.
Let's just do that on repeat till someone throws up.
Okay,
first one to throw up loses.
You can do that. I'll enjoy from the bottom.
Or wins.
I won't throw up. I'll probably just pass out.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, just...
See, that's a little too much. That's an example of excessive preparation.
Yeah, that's...
It's not preparation.
Like, what have you actually
It's motivation, not preparation.
Run. As well, yeah. So, I've been keeping track of weekly mileage for about, like, 2 or 3 weeks now. Getting, pace isn't where I want it to be yet.
How many miles do you do a week when you run?
Over the past few weeks, it hasn't been much just because the weather has been all over. And I hate the treadmill, with a passion. So over the past few weeks, it's been averaging about 10 to 12.
Okay.
So it's very low mileage.
Yeah, I have a 3 mile loop that I do, so I do that, try and do that 3 times a week.
Yeah. And then once it's consistently warm out, then I'll start upping that up. But, it's more just getting used to cardio again, endurance again, and kind of build that up. Also, body weight exercises with the pack, just so that way I'm used to, under stress, having weight. Because it's a big difference doing it with regular, normal...
Like workout clothes, yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have an additional, 30, 40 pounds on you, and you're like, oh, this sucks so much more. So...
Well, yeah, Balcar Ridge, Milsom West, it's one of those games where you got to bring everything that you need for those 40 hours.
40 hours, you go to the cars, you're done, son. Don't pass go, don't collect $200.
I know it sounds stupid, but before I went to boot camp, I used to run. I used to do sprints with a plate carrier on, and it restricts your airflow, and it helps a lot.
Yeah, it's the same as also getting those...
The breathing mask.
Oh, so they really are, but...
Yeah, it's a weight
they help.
If I take that mask off, will you die?
Yes. Mr. Breathe Through a Crab. But yeah, there's a bunch of different things that you can... What?
What about breathes through a crab?
I'll explain it later. But there's a bunch of different things that you can go and do. Whether weight training, you can do in cardio, do anything to pretty much...
You get the team training plates.
What?
You say gains?
Gains.
You get real plates?
Yeah, you could if you want, but...
I tripped while running in my real plates on concrete, and now they're not real plates anymore.
Well, actually, with Milsom West, they're still doing that? Real armor
so
adds...
It doesn't have to be real armor.
Okay.
It has to be a minimum of 5 pounds weighted.
Ooh.
So you could get the Team Wendy training plates, some of the other ones, but if you run two plates weighted to at least, 5 pounds, and a ballistic style, it does not have to actually be a ballistic helmet... but as long as it's real world equivalent is a ballistic helmet.
So no upscore bumper ProTec.
Correct. But if you ran an FMA ballistic replica, that would be fine.
Oh, see, I was to understand that it was it had to be ballistic rated, and that's where you got the extra.
No, it's just ballistic.
The
style.
Extra points.
As far as I've seen, it's ballistic style, unless they've changed it recently.
Okay.
But then you get the two tourniquets before you have to drink a bottle of water as opposed to the one.
Yeah.
From the people I've been talking to, they said for greenside games, not worth the trade-off.
No.
For direct action mount facilities.
Completely understand that.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Don't be a sad sack. Just suck it up and wear weighted plates.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because, a lot of the greenside stuff, you're obviously... doing more physical things versus hey, let's go take this room.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
do, let's hole
right,
up in this
more
building.
Short burst and mount compared to
Yeah.
There's more gunfighter, less fieldcraft.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
And that's, again, like, even going into, like, kit and preparation for the game, kit-wise, like, you want kit that's going to be, like, more fieldcraft-oriented than, say, direct gunfighter-oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah, so actually, well, okay, so what is, so you can tell our audience, what do you have that,
what's... You guys can hear it rustling around.
Yeah. What do you have that in your,
familiar sound of ballistic nylon.
So I am pretty much on all of the various gear groups on Facebook because I like to spend my money recklessly on dumb shit for airsoft.
Welcome to the club.
Says the man with the biggest retirement in the room.
That's retirement, though. I don't touch that money. Like, that's...
Just retire, then problem solved.
Right, that's...
You guys, you know, have money?
You got, like, the 401k, then you got the Roth IRA.
Plastic cards.
Then you got the brokerage account, and that's where you do your day trade and funsy stuff.
I'm not on that IRA guy myself.
What?
I'm not on that level yet.
But what I saw someone selling was a SOE Mookie War Rig, not like the unicorn, like actual one that John Willis of SOE designed for Mookie, the Navy SEAL. But the one that's on their website, it's called the Mookie War Rig Lite.
Does it have the Made in the Motherfucking USA tag on
it?
It
absolutely
does. It
does,
actually.
It's the only thing I like about that company.
Yeah.
Alright.
So someone was selling one because even though they're available on SOE's website, if you read the fine print, it says they're not actually producing them. They're taking your money as a pre-order, and whenever they get enough of those, they'll actually make them.
That's fucked.
Yes.
That's how they do things.
Yeah.
He's kind of a shady guy.
Yes.
Yeah,
I will agree with that.
Briefly remember something. There was a reason I don't like him, but I forget.
Yeah, he was
reason.
Like all over Life Fighter for quite a while because...
Like Striker.
But anyways, someone was selling the Mookie War Rig Lite in khaki, and I was like, ooh, that's one of my all-time, like, I need to have this rig because it's so hard to actually get. And then that gave me a great reason to buy a whole bunch of pre-MSA Paraclete pouches. So now I have a nice light chest rig that will be perfect for...
What's in that zipper pouch in the front? Like, the rig.
It's
the rig
just utility.
Open.
So it's just got elastic loops. So, like, for
and
there...
It's got your favorite.
The tag?
Yeah.
It's the only thing I like, man.
So, like, in the front there, you know, like,
and
for Milson West, I need
the... thing
the,
they always do. The inside is always a different color.
Yeah.
Why?
The outside's khaki, the inside's OD green. I don't know. But it just is, like, everything about, like, the 04 to 07 time period that I love.
Oh, that's a beautiful... It's a beautiful time period.
Are you okay with a tan one?
So I have a pre-MSA embitter on the way, and then that is done.
Okay.
So,
I think the one that's on the rig I bought from you is,
yes. But yeah, so like in that front zipper admin pouch.
You keep your snacks.
Have like the right in the rain.
Put your weed in there.
Notebook.
Where do you keep your weed though?
Yeah, any important stuff like a map or, you know, radio frequencies, things like
general
that.
General land map.
Actually, this is something I was wondering though, right? Like,
scalps.
Do you think maybe it would actually be better to run pouches with snaps instead of Velcro? Because Velcro, like, it's really loud. Even if you use the technique to remove Velcro silently.
Oh, the silent Velcro
what
technique.
What technique is that?
Oh, come on, who knows that? So first, you got to make sure it's on there really, really good.
To
like,
silent,
we're going to make this as hard as possible.
Silent
sure,
and
Velcro.
Then, just so you're ready to feel like, ha!
Yeah,
right.
So you can't hear the Velcro. That's it's an internet
oldest
trick.
Oldest trick in the book.
Oldest trick in the book.
Fair.
Yeah, that
fair.
Was that was actually in one of the one of the handbooks.
Yeah, it's in my no, I lent out my SAS handbook.
Yeah,
one of those.
It's in the Ranger Field Manual.
Well, why would it
yeah.
be in the SAS when all their stuff is snaps and buckles?
A SEAL actually taught me that.
Buckles and snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a true story.
That and where to buy the best hair gel.
Yeah.
No, this thing's pretty dope. I do like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like that era chest rigs, those are super, super nice.
Yeah. And like, honestly, this is what, like, I would say it's either this, like a chest rig like that size, that platform.
Yeah.
A like modern piece together belt kit.
Yep.
Or Alice, PLC, whatever the Russian one is.
Smirsh.
Smirsh!
Just gonna smirch all over you. Yeah, so since this is an audio
yeah,
show and you can't actually see what this is set up, it's two double M4s, two smoke / flashbangs, a utility, and then eventually a radio pouch. But, like, that's it. It's a good size so you're not overburdened with unnecessary bullshit and you're not carrying too little that you're like, oh, I can only carry 3 mags. Because, like, the Spiritus chest rig I like, but it's just so minimal that...
See, I really like it. My problem with the Spiritus is they nickel and dime you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Don't charge me for the fucking straps for the thing. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, I'm like, oh, cool, it's like $70. I'm like, oh.
That's just for the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the time you build the whole thing...
You're looking at like
170. Yeah.
I thought it was like 125 to 150, like, maxed.
No.
Once
with them, like, a little mini dangler to add some actual storage to it for a game like this, it's like 170 before shipping.
Wow.
Are you going to do soft armor? Or just rocket?
I'm literally just going to rocket chest rig and then the assault pack.
That's that greenside love, though.
Yeah.
That's that good.
And I got my LBX order in, so now I have an actual set of camo.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's all coming together.
Well, that's good.
I gotta get another set.
I gotta talk to you guys.
Yeah. You do.
It's true. Actually, you know what? Okay. So, Richie, this being your first type of... Actually, your second op, per se, and you're kind of going, jumping right into the big leagues on this one. What are your thoughts about this? Like, are you kind of just like, fuck it, I'm going to go for it? Or is there some things, like, back in your mind, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing?
100%, that's what I did for the first one.
Okay.
It was completely last second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was... Yeah, you were way last second on that one.
I bought the ticket last second, waiting on gear that still hasn't arrived.
Still?
Jesus.
No. Like, I had my Ronin Tactics belt that I was waiting on. Yeah, you bought the ticket before any stuff came.
Yeah.
And I was still waiting on it. And
that was the Senshi you bought, right? Did you go right to the Senshi, or did you go for a different level of that Ronin Tactics belt that you said you bought?
He's asking which Ronin Tactics belt did you buy?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay.
But
Jesus Christ.
Waiting
it was
on
just this, like, dead silent stare.
Yeah.
No, waiting on it to be made and then for them to ship it.
All their stuff is pretty much made to order,
yeah, like I
believe.
I said, I bought the ticket and I still had stuff coming in the mail, which I didn't have an ETA on.
Yeah.
Do you often suffer from cognitive pause?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely, he certainly does.
Yeah, give
nice.
Me a good one.
Nice. Nice pop. Nice little desk pop.
But besides that, for this next stop, I definitely still need gear. Especially from the stuff that you guys told me.
Well, yeah, I mean this...
Well, have you had a chance to look at the tax op that they put out? Because that outlines everything that you need. It's like
not
you already said you went on...
At all.
Well, so hold on.
That's why I said I need to talk to you guys.
When you were in, did you do a field X? Are you still in? I don't even know.
I'm in the reserves.
Okay. Did you do
any,
like, field exercises?
Yeah.
Basically, it's that.
Think of it as a truncated field X.
Yeah. That's pretty much from everybody that has gone, that is in, or, you know, prior. They're like, it's an FTX. That's it. Carino did it, and he was like, it was a field X. Like, that's what I did. And it was kind of cool that I got to actually use not shitty Miles gear or anything else. He got a chance to actually... have the blank firing in there and you know, airsoft guns. Be able to actually engage people and be like, okay, cool, I'm actually hitting you. And not just hearing beeping and lasers and shit. So.
Besides that, I'm not nervous about it at all. I'm completely pumped if I do go.
Yeah.
And so excited for my next stop, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time. I mean, you got one under your belt, but it's,
You gotta, like, that's... He got the full experience on his first up, because he got the 18-hour dick joke.
Yeah.
And then the however long the game was dick joke, and then the 20-hour dick joke on the way back.
No, it was 14.
Oh, okay.
14 on the back, 22 on the...
22 on the way there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Because I feel
like... In the attack helicopter.
Yeah. Our sweet attack helicopter.
I feel like Sim West and the 40 hours, especially with the crew that we're running with, is...
It's going to be Shen's.
Going to be an absolute...
I mean, just like, remember what happened at the Cove at night, when we were just telling dick jokes and adding bro into everyone's name.
Oh, I know. So now, that was only, like, at hour, like, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can still double that and add a whole another 8 hours. So, like...
Yeah.
It's going to get crazy, and that's what I'm most looking forward to, because, like, I, at this point... In playing airsoft for so long, I don't really give a shit about going to an op and proving I'm better than anyone else.
Well, not even that, because we also kind of carry that that mentality of we're better than you anyways.
No, it's like I genuinely don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, I don't have to be the best person out on the field.
You don't. We don't have to do any... Just from going to the first stop, I've noticed that you don't have to do anything. People just come up to you and ask, oh, you're with those people? Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's more, like, at this point, I'm more looking to just have a good time with, you know, my friends out on an airsoft field. And especially with this one, like...
Bunch of dudes broing down.
Yeah, bunch of dudes broing down, camping out. And, oh, hey, I get to shoot some fools, too. Like, rock and roll. Sign me up.
Swing some dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of dick swinging.
Yeah, there may be actual dick swinging.
There's going to be.
Like, yeah. If it's anything like John's bachelorette party, there's going to be plenty of dick swinging.
Dude, I don't care. I saw 80-something dicks a day in boot camp.
Were you in heaven?
I was not in heaven.
The way you said it, you sounded like you were in heaven.
Yeah, you were pretty ecstatic about that. Pie hard.
Oh, God, so many pie puns.
It'll be a good time. I'm glad that actually that Milsom West is actually bringing something to the East Coast and not like kind of the deeper South.
Yeah, well, because like the East Coast is rather large, but it's like the Northeast, Mid Atlantic.
It's not too deep.
No, well, because last time they did one, it was what, South Carolina? It was one of the Carolinas.
The one that Demo went to was Radon Rostov in South Carolina somewhere, and that was the closest to my knowledge that they had done to date.
Yes.
They've done other ones, like they've done Guardian Center and all of that. Now, this is the kind of farthest north on the eastern East Coast that they've been so far.
Yeah, they're working their way up. I mean, really, it's like once you get up, you're like, they have to find a new and novel AO.
Well, that's where I honestly feel like if they could actually get an AO in, like, the New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine area.
They can get the Canucks.
Doesn't Fort Dix have something?
No, I was more thinking just because they have Blackster gun laws up there, so blank fire won't be an issue.
Yeah.
You still have kind of the woodsy, mountainous terrain up there. So I have nothing off the top of my head that kind of pops out to me, but
yeah.
I just feel like that's also a good drive. And you could... I know they don't typically do summer ops because so many people heat cat, but like if you've got one up near like Acadia National Park in Maine... Not on that actual property, but like near that mountainous area.
Yeah.
Like you could run one up there in the summer because even still, it's only hovering around like 70-ish degrees.
Max like 80.
Yeah.
On like a hot day, it'll probably be about 80.
Yeah. So.
Which still isn't that bad. We've gone out and played in 90, 95 plus like, here.
Demo was saying that Rostov, it was like 100 degrees and 100% humidity. Like
That's miserable.
Oof. That's one thing that Carino had said anyways, like right off the bat. He's like, people were dropping left and right.
I still expect this game to be a high attrition rate, possibly their highest.
I agree. I said that on a podcast or two ago. It's just I don't... Like, I've seen more and more postings on various social media outlets, whether it's Facebook, Reddit, and some of the other stuff, that people are starting to take this AO seriously. I don't think till they actually get there and are in that environment for... 40 hours that it's gonna really hit them.
Are people from Plevit actually going to this?
So there's like honestly 3 or 4 posts towards the top of r/Milsim about this game.
Oh, see, I don't think I've been on r/Milsim. I think I've only been on r/Cancer.
Yeah, well, so yeah, r/Airsoft is the epitome of mediocrity.
Yes.
And it's just full of Spurg Lords that follow whatever flavor of the month that subreddit does just to get likes. And it drives me nuts. But r/Milsim is actually, there's a bunch like, hey, you know, like first real op I'm rolling out to. I heard, you know, they're only like 2 hours from me. And there's been a lot of like productive discussions on those threads.
Wait, like this can be someone's first Milsim op?
Unfortunately.
That's a big jump.
That's a boss move. That's, like you're...
That's not going to play.
That's fighting the holy war in a pair of shorts.
Yeah, no.
That's what that is.
I mean, this is my second.
Yeah, but but you generally know what you're doing again with being...
You don't forget.
In the reserves or anything like that.
Right.
You like can kind of understand how to properly walk up a
military,
hill.
So like you
run towards gunfire.
Yes, but it's also like you're squared away enough physically for the most part that like I'm not too worried about you falling out compared to some dude that's like, I've been playing for like 8 months, and this is my first op I want to go to.
Yeah. Will my cross draw be good enough?
I hate you.
It's honestly, you might see a lot of that. Because, and again, Mid-Atlantic...
They will be shamed unmercifully.
Mid-Atlantic and the South are completely different game players.
I gotta get a small camera, just for name and shame dropouts.
No, so I was talking to Dave earlier, but... Yes. That's I found a Pelican case that can fit a DSLR body and one or two lenses and still fit in my assault bag. So I'm probably going to bring that. And if I don't borrow Dave's lens, there is a Nikkor 80 to 200 before they released the 70 to 200s, the really high-end pro level ones, used all over the place for about 500.
I don't even know where he is now.
I'm going to also borrow my 55 to 200.
Okay. Perfect. There's that 55-200 you were looking for.
Yeah, well, it's either yours or Dave's, but I figure if I can get one of those telephoto lenses plus my 7100, when we're camped out with our group, just fucking sniping pics left and right.
Well, the thing is with, oh, you know, not to get camera nerdish, but those are only like a 3.5 to a 6.5 f-stop.
We're not taking good-looking pictures.
No, this is purely to track.
What I'm saying is Russ nighttime
movements.
No, that's going to be unusable at night.
Unusable.
I'm not looking to do it at night.
Okay.
Even when because
you were saying camping. That's...
No, when we're holed up during the day, like in our observation position.
You'll be fine with that.
That's literally going to be like, hey, you know, snap pictures.
Yeah.
And then run that up the chain of command. Like, hey, we have this many people moving, you know, this direction. At night, that's when...
Do you have snap bridge on yours?
Yeah.
Is going to happen.
Yeah. That's gonna be good stuff. Well, not SnapBridge, but the
you said the Wi-Fi adapter.
I do have the Wi-Fi adapter.
The 71s and the 72s have the built-in one, I believe, and then also yours isn't built-in.
72 does.
Yeah, it does.
I have the
because I have that.
I have the adapter because it came with the package I bought.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we can do like a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, it'll connect. There's an app. There's a all that all
and
that jazz.
Literally send pictures to whoever straight from the camera.
Which is I don't know if that's gonna gain you any points, but.
If
I mean,
we say we have the capability, they're not
cool factor.
Be like,
yeah, that's a recon element.
I said I've won it, so I'm like,
it's really cool.
Yeah, it's recon element. That's it's that recce stuff that you want to go do.
You mean the recon element or the recon element?
It's the kind of stuff that would be awesome in real life, but airsoft, it's just like, oh yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool. Because I know you were talking about doing that for the second time. And I don't think you got everything together for the camera stuff?
For what?
For the second cove that you went to.
I didn't even have a DSLR then.
Okay.
It was just something Joey and I thought would have been awesome, but no one really... You know, like, I think you had just gotten one.
What year was it?
Boy.
Because I got mine, like, 2012.
Probably around then.
Yeah,
honestly, I think it was probably around that time.
Around then. So, I mean, we were talking about, like, picking up, like, a shitty point-and-shoot at, like, Wally World, but... We're like, no, it's not.
Dude, some of the point and shoots now,
great.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah, no. Once we played the first time, we're like, if you had like a sick Overwatch spot and like a proper setup with like a spotter scope and like a camera on a tripod, like you could just rain down intel all over the field.
Honestly, I was thinking about picking up just like one of those cheap point and shoots. Just keep on my rig. Selfie factors. Just gotta have that selfie game.
That's what your phone is for.
But you know what? I don't know. I think it'd be much funnier. Like, does this guy have a camera? Is he taking pictures of himself with a camera in the middle of the game? Rather than the phone.
What you should do is that, like, at Guardian Center, right?
Yeah.
Pull that out. When as soon as you take a building, start taking, like, oh, look at all this intel. And selfie.
Oh, dude, I'm in.
Yeah.
I will do
it. Let's look at this intel. Selfie, like, on top of the paperwork.
I will gladly go back. I love that facility. It is a beautiful facility.
So what are you doing, say, around October, November time frame?
No idea. What do you got? What do you even planned?
There's some little birdies chirping.
Little birdies.
Is this going to be an offline radio transmission?
A little birdie talk?
There's a little birdie talk.
All right.
That there's going to be another game there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll discuss what birdies after.
I'm in. As long as it's not the same weekend as Comic-Con, because I kind of want to go back to that. Because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's literally all I've heard is October, November time frame.
Little here, little there.
Yeah, but we'll talk about the rest offline.
Yeah. It's a possibility. Because I honestly do want everyone to experience that.
No,
it's a beautiful place.
Since I've already come to terms with the fact that Zussman is never going to happen.
Yeah. This, honestly, is probably your next best
thing. My airsoft career.
Yeah.
Guardian Center is now the new number one.
Beautiful.
I've never been there for any of the games that have been hosted there, but...
So yeah. I will, like I said, if they do an Iron Horse 3, I'm in. Count me in.
Okay.
It's mid-February. Beautiful weather.
You're going to have to edit something out now?
No.
Okay.
It's Iron Horse is always in February. It's not them that's
this
talking
is,
about.
This is the second one. So the third one, if they do it same around the same time.
American Milsim is good. The only thing that I could see them changing is because of where Iron Horse is, they had to cancel Ironclad, which is the op they do in Shelby.
Yes.
Just due to player reg and kind of player burnout.
Yeah, but that's what that was, because I saw that there was like a, you know, paused
so many
indefinitely.
People went to Iron Horse.
Yeah.
The way I kind of, what I gathered from their social media posts.
It cannibalized a lot of players from Ironclad.
Right.
Okay.
So now they're reassessing when they can have Ironclad, because they still like the facility there.
Yeah.
But they're trying not to have it too close to a lot of the Southeast games between...
Yeah.
Iron Horse, Ironclad, and then there was the other one.
It's the one in Oklahoma.
Either Broken Home.
Broken
or...
Home, I know registration just opened for that, too.
Isn't Broken Home their big one? Is that like their flagship?
That's their flagship.
That was their flagship event, yeah.
That's
the
one
where you got the helicopters.
That we were originally looking to go to, 2 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's actually the same hour drive as it is to Georgia.
Yeah, so you say too far, but we were in a car for
22 hours.
22 hours.
They were making great time.
Dude, we were making the greatest of all times.
Great time.
Amazing.
Anytime something gets delayed at work, that's all I think of. Is we're making great time.
Yeah.
Great time.
I know.
Yeah.
You can thank me for that one.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'll say it and they'll giggle.
You pop into my head and it's like, making great time.
Yeah. So, honestly, at that point, fuck, what's an extra hour or two to go to Oklahoma? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean,
Oklahoma.
Yeah, safe words
and stuff.
I've
never been there.
I've never been to Oklahoma either.
Neither have I.
Jesus.
But,
I feel like people haven't.
Even Op 34 is coming up soon, and that looked like a really cool facility.
That was the kind of three
what was
Op
34?
Op 34 is Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, so Op 34 is not necessarily poaching player base, but it's just, you know, having that many ops that close together, they kind of chose to cancel
Ironclad. It's difficult
Ironclad.
To keep, you know, to get the YouTube celebs to get to go to all of them. If too many.
Well, I mean, they can always break off. They don't always have to go to all of them. I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
the thought that, you know.
Well, it's not even the YouTube celebs, because, like, even their sponsors, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, true.
You know,
if you're out of the
e-bike media group,
you're out of the office
100
days
sponsors,
a year just doing AMS games, you don't get anything done.
Well, because,
right.
I know when we were talking to Bo, I think he said they try and do one a month, like a game a month. So.
No, if you look at their calendar, they're.
No, Bo is one-fifth of American Milsim.
Oh.
It's Bo, JP,
Do they really do a game among them?
I think
Rick,
so.
Or Rick is one of them.
I think they honestly do, and that's pretty awesome, actually.
12.
So.
I think they're hovering around 10 or so.
That's actually insane.
It's still a high number.
That's
like,
a very high number.
They do games all over the country.
Yeah.
Don't question. Like, I know this is getting really off topic. Is that like their full-time job?
It has to be.
Well, Bo's full-time LBX, but he's a co-owner of American Milsim.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about any of the other ones to...
I don't know if it's maybe like they're all somehow airsoft-related in their regular jobs, and they do this also.
But
I think it's all that side piece.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, finding locations, scouting locations, making sure everything's okay.
And all the planning?
Oh, yeah.
The logistics are crazy.
Alone are crazy, so...
Well, that's one thing I like about them, is that when they find an AO... They stick to it, because, like, there is a certain thing that I enjoy about American Milsim, where it is, you know, each year, around this time, they're going to be at this location.
Yes.
So there's no surprises, and you can plan accordingly.
Yeah.
Because, like, whether it's MSATO, Milsim West, any of the other producers, it's just kind of like, oh, they had this cool AO, but, like, I only found out about it 2-3 months ago, and that's not really enough time for...
Oh, and registration already opened 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
Because you're used to the era, back in the day when Broccoli would do games at Pine Plains, at Drum. And that was pretty much always roughly the same weekend every year.
Yeah.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Not a great choice.
Yeah.
But, anyway, which way
I... 9-hour drive to Watertown, New York. Woof.
Better than 22. Wait. Better than 22-hour drive to Georgia.
Backowitz.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Your choice.
No, it really wasn't though.
True.
Was you were not. Still beholden to him at that point.
It's true.
Yeah, because it was me and Josh, because we had to pack out his car to go up there to Vendor.
Yep.
Because Alex and Defo had all the tent and other supplies.
Yes.
So.
Well, everyone else was having fun at the store.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Pipelines 4 was... That's what set me down this fucking path.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
That was one I was supposed to go to.
Okay. I can imagine.
Why didn't you go?
I got screwed out with work at the last second.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I told work the week before I went.
Nice.
I was like, I need off.
Nice. Good choice.
My new boss is like, he was a Marine, though, and he's like, yeah, it's cool, man. And I was like, all right, sweet.
Well, there you go. You have that bond,
per se. Decided we're going to Balcar. I put in for it, even though I just started a new job. Like,
I mean, that's probably like the best way to do it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, so I know I didn't bring this up in the interview, but like, I need vacation for spring break and this weekend in May. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, the wife just told me I've got a wedding to go to. Yeah.
No, so weekend. Yeah. Some kind of ethnicity.
Yeah.
No, I'm not another friend who's not going to be named right now. Yeah.
That's why I wasn't dropping.
Oh, that's so classic.
No, I just said I need Thursday and Friday off. I'll be back Monday. And,
oh, there you go.
You know.
And it's like, again, it's a short enough drive that it's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not anything crazy. So.
If you're back Monday.
And I also figure that
if you survive for Monday.
Bum, bum, dum.
No, I already told everyone that I'm not leaving that field till it's game over. So
that's what I'm in for. The only game I've ever done that with has been Cove, has been the Sayo. So I know I've done it. I know I can do it.
Yeah. Well, just in general, like this is an experience. I'm not going there to win. That's not
how
Milsom West structures their game. So I want to kind of see this through till the end.
Yeah.
I don't care that I'm not doing all the cool guy stuff for 40 hours. Like, that's
I want
not my motivation.
A good couple, like, fire missions, stuff that I'm going to remember. Awesome firefights. And then I want 38 hours of dick jokes.
Oh, you're going to have 46 hours of dick jokes on a 40-hour game.
Oh, true.
So.
So it's also what I've heard from various, like, exos and cadres that you will be tasked with your attempt to do cool guy stuff as long as you're meeting their schedule that they lay out and you're not like, oh, our guys actually need another hour, so like delay what you're doing to cater to us, you'll be fine, because it's
keep with the program.
Well, what they said is they're schedule. Like, your ticket is no more important than anyone else's, so you don't get to tell us, you know, if we tell you, hey, you're rolling out to go do this patrol mission at 8 p.m. and you're like, no, I need till 9:30, 10. Guess what? You're gonna go guard the fob all night because you lost your time slot.
Yeah, honestly, that's the best way of doing it. It's not.
No, I agree with that because it cuts down on the just nonsense of airsofters.
Well, it cuts down on the herding of cats, completely. But it also it's not like participation trophy kind of thing where it's like, oh, cool, you fucked up, you lost your slot. Yeah. Now you're stuck with a shitty fucking position.
Yeah, you know what they were doing? They were giving breaks at Iron Horse too.
I see. The thing is, I don't think that was like official because nothing came across our radio.
I don't know.
Nothing came across our radio
because a lot of people knew about it.
We didn't get told, and I was even talking to the Cutthroat guys, and they were like, "We have no idea what the fuck that's going on."
I don't. Again, I'm not going to speak for Iron Horse too because I wasn't there. But for Fated Giant 4, they were. As long as you were communicating with command, if you're like, hey, my guys are gassed.
Yeah.
Can you please, like, we're redconning. We were at this position. Can you deploy a squad? Because, like, we need about an hour and a half to, like, drink some water, recharge, you know, the batteries, and then we'll go back out there. And they were fine with that.
Well, I mean, we were underneath the Cutthroat guys of the Jersey.
Okay.
Solid group of guys. I would definitely run with them again another game.
Were you power bottoming for them? You said you were underneath them.
You've got a lot of things going on with power bottoms. Is everything okay
at
home?
No, we keep on dropping this in.
No, you keep dropping it in.
You're literally the only one that said power bottom tonight.
Multiple times.
And I've only said it twice.
That's multiple times.
It's twice.
It's not a single time.
It's twice.
Multiples.
It's twice.
So any which way.
The third time.
Continue.
Any which way.
Continue the joke.
When we met with them in the morning, he was like, hey, cool, so you guys just want to go do, like, whatever the fuck you want? because I'll cover for you guys with a command. They're like, yeah, just really think of us pretty much as a QRF. Like, we're going to wrangle whoever we can get, and we're just going to go just hit doors. And that's pretty much what we did. So that's probably why we didn't get tasked with a break or anything like that, because we were constantly going in and out of the AO.
We were busy the whole time.
Pretty much. There wasn't a whole lot of downtime, with the exception of the 3 hours at the end of the night when some people didn't have nods.
Yeah.
And the guys that did wanted to go off and do spooky stuff.
If there was people back at the FOB, there was also people out in the middle of a gunfight.
Yeah.
And as soon as the people at the FOB were ready, they went back out.
They jumped, and joined them. Pretty much. There was a constant rotation, which was great. So if they go to any other American Milsim games, definitely want to try and link up with them, because if we can totally make that happen.
Speaking of American Milsim.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Boo?
Know
the Muffin Man?
Anything from Bo about that new teaser.
About that Muffin Man?
Put out on Facebook.
I cannot confirm nor deny said allegations, and I seek my right for legal counsel.
That E10 life. What's that all about?
Hold on.
I cannot confirm nor deny said allegations, and I seek my right for legal counsel.
It's literally something that they just put out. It's a picture, looks like a flag. It's blue, gold, got some design on it. And it just says E10. Coming soon. No clue what it means. No additional details.
Didn't they do a game called End State?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and really look into it.
Yeah, I'd have to dig through the archives.
I think that's one of their old games.
Because I know they like to do puzzles, they like to do stuff like that. Like, you need to redig into our history to kind of figure out where things are going, because the way they write their games is everything is a big all-out war.
Yeah, well, and each of the United States fell, and it's cost versus UFS for a constant land grab back and forth. And,
yeah,
no, which the story, the organic story that they're telling is pretty cool, but
yeah, so it's a possibility. Maybe a city fell, and it would be a revisit. I cannot confirm nor deny said allegations, and I seek my right for legal counsel, and I plead the fifth.
There were some interesting comments on the Facebook.
Quick, put thread. Money in my pocket. That way, I'm your attorney.
There, people were thinking they're going to start like poaching from like the Milsim West idea about like allowing European kits and all of that stuff, and I didn't gravitate towards that, but I was more trying to figure out, is it a third official faction? Is it,
well, because they already have a third faction? They've got the Sierra Dynamics. Which is essentially their...
What is that?
Okay, so Sierra Dynamics is pretty much like a PMC group.
Do you remember Black Sheep's Op 4?
Yeah.
Same it's general like their idea. Version of it. Okay. It's...
So how do we do that?
That is something you can sign up for, actually.
Really?
I don't know if it's anything that is like super Op 4-y, like, you know, let's just go ruin people's days. I'm not totally sure.
Is it like I can be in a blue patch hog kit?
No Wu Patchog kid.
Come on.
It's, I think, like, grayscale uniform. So, like, their Cayman, I think it is, or Taipan. One of their, like, kind of snowy-ish camo.
Uniform they're putting out.
Yes, that PCU is an available color for that. So, I think it's gray, but alpha gray.
For AMS, no one's cool guy enough to wear PCU.
That's why it's a third faction.
No, just don't engage him. Because there was some... just absolute herb at our safety briefing.
He was in salmon shorts.
Yeah, he was a total frat bro from the South.
That's terrible.
Was like, when we asked, we're like, hey, what weather gear?
Yeah.
What's the ruling on, like, PCUs, Patagonia, Oracle, all of that? And they're like, we'd really prefer if you didn't, because, like, they're really kind of treading that, you know, green, tan border. And then that was... per AMS.
Really? Because when I spoke to them...
Hold on.
About...
Oh. Then frat bro pipes up and he's like...
Naturally.
And no one's, you know, high speed enough to wear that, so whatever, just let it go. And the three of us, me, Megalo, and Joey, turn around and are like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, to tell us blah, blah, blah.
We didn't say it. We just kind of look at him like, all right, not worth it. Sweet bottle open, my man.
You are just cut off.
Just...
You're terrible. So for all who can't see, Meglo failed miserably at opening up his beer.
I don't even know how I failed that badly.
I don't know, because I'm pretty sure those are twist top.
It did not twist.
They're not twist top.
They should be twist top.
They're not.
It's domestic. It should be twist top.
But they're not.
I don't think it is.
It's all right. It's not. Shut up.
It's bottled by Bud Light. It should be twist top.
But which is weird because I believe they were allowing it for greenside.
For so that's cost. What we were arguing, is yeah. that it's called Alpha Green. Mm-hmm. It should be allowed for cost, which is what we were running.
Yes.
But we're like, look, it's our first AMS game. We're not looking to make
like rock the
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we let it go. But we were more like, who is this douche canoe that's like, you know, A, we didn't ask your opinions. We didn't talk to you directly. You're not AMS. Kindly pipe the fuck down.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's completely valid. If you're not one of the five guys that run it yeah. or like one of their cadre... sit down.
Right. So, I mean, it seems like they've kind of allowed it for
yeah.
either cost or UFS. But
well, because I know, because when we were down there, it was raining, and one of the guys that was at the safety briefing was wearing, he was wearing green, and he was wearing the...
Why do I have to clean something every episode?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry.
The Desert Night Camo, like the reversible, the reversible.
Oh.
And he was wearing the green side for his side, and they were like, that's technically correct, I'll give you that, but, like, the second it stops raining, cut it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, we understand you're using this as wet weather gear, and yes, it is correct. You're on the green team, that but is a green jacket.
You can still see the DC
from situation yes. dictates.
Yeah, pretty much. So...
they were still trying to figure out...
Are you trying to get me to yell at you right now?
Yeah.
That's, for those of that's you at kind home of can't see, John literally just... shot daggers at me for
I'm sure you guys probably felt that glare because he was looking at Megalo and all of us felt it on the other side of the room. But
by all of us, you mean just
there was two of us. Well, all of us. No, the others.
You weren't there for those days. The dark days.
The dark days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good times. But yeah, I'm actually really excited.
Good.
They were the good times.
That was a shitty bottle opener.
No, I'm just sorry you can't use it.
I'd want to
people with two thumbs.
I'd want to get back to an AMS game.
Yeah.
You know,
I would like to also.
I mean, even fucking Fated Giant, if they're still doing that or whatever, don't
I wouldn't go back there.
You wouldn't do no. that one?
It's not a great AO.
The AO I like.
Yeah.
However, I will say that I don't think that AO is worth the drive for us.
Play okay. at one nuke facility, you played at them all.
Right. Well, okay. So valid. That's what I'm saying. Like, the AO itself is a good time.
Yeah.
If you've never been to an AO like that.
Okay.
For us, we were kind of spoiled with MSATO doing the Shoreham games, but then also, in general, to make that 12-13 hour drive
yeah.
from New York down to middle of fucking nowhere, South Carolina, for that game at that yeah. AO, I don't personally think is worth it.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
But not that like it's a bad game, because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And AMS's format, it's just, if there was something closer or a different AO like Guardian Center, I'll yeah. always try and make it out to if I can.
Time.
But yeah. it's just for that personal one, that's a pass for me going forward.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, obviously you'll always have my gun at Guardian Center, because it's such a beautiful AO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
Honestly, Guardian Center and the Cove, anytime there's a game there, I'm going to go
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would definitely say...
But here's the real
let's question. Let's go... What's up?
If Pine Plains made a return...
No, stop.
That's never going to happen.
No,
stop.
I'm saying if.
Stop.
It's never going to happen.
If.
That's like saying we're getting Corrin back. It's not going to happen. Yeah, I said it. Deal
what
with
if
it.
I told you?
So...
if you take the red pill, you get Corrin back. Take the blue pill...
To answer your ridiculous hypothetical, if there was ever an event at Pine Plains, I would be there in a heartbeat. Because that's where...
it's where it all began.
Yeah, that's
we
honestly...
have to go back to the beginning.
That's, for me, where, like, national events took off. And that's what really kind of...
isn't that really, like, to begin with Airsoft, where national events took off from?
No. Irene was the
Irene
first
was, like,
event.
The flagship of...
they did, like, three of those before Pine Plains was even a thing.
Yeah.
But... for me, like, that was my first, like, I'm no longer just a casual weekend player. Now, I had that taste of a national op, and it just changes something.
You've seen the mountaintop.
Yeah, and that's where I'm like, I'm just chasing that dragon now. Like,
I gotta say, that's
you
what,
wanna know something?
That's what the original Cove was for me.
Yeah.
I went to the op, and I don't even feel like playing at, like, local fields anymore.
Yeah.
That's what
besides
we're
maybe
about.
Outdoor.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any desire to play indoor anymore. I just want to keep on going tops.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It once you play at a high-level national event, it ruins local play for you for the most part. But now you're just like, what is the coolest, most badass AO and event that I can go to? Because I already know what...
Do you think that's just an us thing? Or do you think, like, that's common for people who go to national events?
I think it's common. It's probably common.
I think that's common for people to that go to certain national event producers. Well, also I don't think it's across the board.
Okay, yeah, because...
It depends on how, like, how they play there and if they enjoy playing there. Like, they might...
Yeah,
someone who's new at Airsoft or something like that might not enjoy playing at a national event as much as they do as a local.
No.
Because they can get into it more and stuff, and
yeah.
They know people at
it's
the
definitely, I would
local.
Strongly advise you to, if you, like, just started Airsoft within the last year, I would refrain from going to a national event until you get over that, like, initial I'm a total herb level. Like, once you've gotten past the cross draw...
Well, it's not even, like, I'm not going to define it as gear. I would be like...
No, I mean, like, that mentality.
Once you, in my mind, when you're ready to start going to national events is when you suddenly feel like you are the best player at your local field.
Okay.
And at that point, clearly, you're either mentally or physically have kind of outclassed your local competition, and you're ready to kind of test your merit and cut your skills against players that are used to this.
Yeah.
And until then, I mean, by all means, challenge yourself, whatever. I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but,
yeah.
Like, don't go there expecting to tailor your expectations down to something realistic.
It's certainly not going to be like, oh, okay, you're 11 to 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Local game. It's going to be...
That's not a common thing anymore. Most places are doing...
That's a John Liu event.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Most places
okay.
are doing
shots fired.
Games.
I get that.
You know, that's the format of Airsoft now.
Yeah, I know. Well, what I'm saying is, like, that's not going to be the local... You know, that's if you're thinking that's what it's going to be, if that's your use to the local field, then going to a national hub, it's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 12-hour go at minimum, usually. You know, AMS is, you know, noon to 10 or 10 to 10, whatever
AMS,
they want to do.
I think, kind of strikes that sweet spot between having a good game where it's not, you know, you can... really kind of have it develop throughout the course of the day.
Yeah.
Without necessarily having to kind of, I don't know, like, I would like to believe that most people that commit to driving and traveling to a national event can play for 12 hours straight without being like, oh, no, I need to go leave and go get some, like, McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Or Applebee's or something.
Yeah.
Right.
The Applebee's, they can't make us a fucking goddamn Jack and Coke. In an old fashioned.
Yeah, but that was before the game, but like...
But still.
It was after.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you would like to believe that people, like, if the game starts at 10...
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I've been playing since, like, 10, so, like, it's 1 o'clock, I'm hungry, I didn't...
It's taco time.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I'm gonna go leave the field right now and go grab, you know, food. Like, I would like to believe that if you commit to doing that, you're not that kind of person.
No.
That's where... I'm not going to reference his name again, but, like, I personally, after doing a bunch of those a few years back...
Yeah.
Where it's play for 4 hours, stop, play for 4 hours, stop, play for 4 hours, I really... To me, it just breaks up any momentum and just... Not the immersion, because, like, I don't care about that, but, like, it just breaks up the entire pace where I'm, like, I'm finally starting to not feel old and busted... From the last time I was out there,
trying
and
to get in that
just,
new hotness.
Yeah,
yeah. Old
you
and
know,
busted.
Like I'm
new
getting
hotness.
A second wave.
On the gear list should be a box of Cliff Bars and a bag of cuties. That's all I'm saying.
Naranjas. Naranjas.
Naranjas. Have to have the combat in the Naranjas.
Yeah. So
I'm not gonna lie, I pulled it out a few times.
No,
he
I
did.
Mean, it's.
I did.
Yeah.
He kept it in his dangler.
Good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
No, shame in that game.
It's the one thing that the dangler was good for: snack pouch. Straight up snack
pouch. It's kind of comical, though, that you got cuties in a dangler, so you're already hovering danger close to the sack.
Yeah.
You got extra balls for your balls.
Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Much.
Cuties.
Yeah.
I even had extra in the back, too.
Perfect. Yeah. Just in case if his front ones broke down.
It is going to be fun. Fun 40 hours.
Yes.
Absolutely. And like I said, I have, I've got a couple helmet cams I could probably dish out. To everyone, or find a way to mount them.
Yeah.
So you guys can get some footage. Because I don't believe anybody's actually bringing helmet cams.
I don't think
anybody has helmet cams other than you.
I have one.
Yeah.
I need one, but for other reasons.
If not, The contours are hella cheap right now. Contours are super cheap. Like, you can... I think Jesus was saying he found the Rome...
eBay?
Yeah.
Like, Contour HD with the removable batteries and everything. $40-$50 at most.
Jesus. Yeah, and those are the contours. And those were the ones, the brand new ones. When those came out, those were $200-$300.
Yeah.
So you're finding them sub-$50. You can't beat that.
And I honestly like the Contour better than I like the GoPro.
I agree.
I don't like the GoPros. Like, they have a very good picture, but that's really about it.
GoPro's the only thing I like with them is when they're used in conjunction with the Brain Exploder
with the Anvis mount.
So the YouTuber Brain Exploder.
I hate it because it has to be, like, centered.
Well,
like,
so
and it takes up so much room.
Well, what he did is Brain Exploder, he 3D printed a mount that fits in a standard night vision shroud, so it drops it right in line with the front of the bridge of the helmet.
Yeah.
So it's not in your line of sight, but it's also not like a goddamn unicorn.
But then what happens when you want to use noodles?
Well, then you would take it off because it literally just clips out of
it. It mounts in the same way your arm would mount in.
Yeah.
I know, but then if you want to record during night, if you have that capability.
Yeah, but either way, you'd still need an adapter to put the GoPro on your 14 or
you know,
one of the tubes of your Anvis or 15s.
Yeah.
So.
You'd still have to unmount it anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But yeah, those are nice. The Sonys.
You get them Sonys, though.
I do have the Sonys, and I love the Sonys. I do need to modify the
housing.
The housing. But other than that, they're phenomenal. They're great. The audio is great. The video quality, I would probably say, is better than the GoPro.
Can those do 1080 at 60?
They do 1080 at 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do 1080 at 60, 720 at 3060, and 1080 at 3060.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only thing they don't do is they don't do the slow-mo stuff. You can't do like... No, you can do you can do 720 at 120 frames.
Not the Gen 1s, the ones I have. The Gen 2s are the ones that...
Firmware update for that.
I don't know. I'd have to look. I mean, it might have to... the sensor may just not be compatible for it. So that's something I do need to look in. I mean, I got them for super cheap.
Yeah.
I think it was I got both the cameras and mounts for like $220 out the door on a open box from like Best Buy or something.
Yeah.
So... Those are beautiful cameras. I just wish the battery life was a little bit better. They are removable batteries, so...
Which is always nice.
It's always nice. And the best thing is you aren't running into the same issues that some of the early gen GoPros and Contours had, where it was... You can only use up to, a 16 gig or 32 gig card
before
it just would...
What's the limit on those, do you know?
Contour?
However big you can fit.
32.
Contours.
Well, the Contours is 32. Sony's, I think I have 64 gigs in there each, and I'm sure I can go up to 120 or 256 probably that's without nice. A problem. I mean, I haven't tested it, but I would assume so because it's Sony. That's kind of like their bread and butter, so something we can look into.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. But I think other than that, I think that definitely might bring us to a close for the night.
Yeah, we are an hour and 10 minutes in.
Cool. So that will definitely bring us to a close tonight.
Yeah, we had a good episode. We got a little bit off the original topic.
Yeah.
We still stayed on Airsoft.
Yeah.
Per se.
For the most part.
For the most.
I mean, really, we kind of did, so.
Yeah. Definitely give us drop us a line on our Facebook, has been Airsoft, and our Instagram has been Airsoft _podcast. C-line?
No. He's trying to get you to say the C word, and not the word you're thinking of at
home. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Never mind, just ignore him.
So, drop us a line, like I said, on our Facebook, it has been Airsoft, and our Instagram, it has been Airsoft _podcast. Tell us if you like us, you hate us, we really don't care what you think,
because
you're probably still going to listen to us.
Do we have merch coming soon, now that we got some designs floating around?
Nothing yet. Nothing yet. There's a bunch of ideas.
Yeah. There's a cool patch coming.
Well, there is. Don't listen to him.
But...
Eventually. We're on crayons. Time for developing our patches.
Yeah, so it's going to come out when Half-Life 3 comes out.
Come out with some custom crayons.
I use Valve Time for when I release the episodes.
Ah, perfect. So, not at all.
Wow. Shots fired.
Yeah.
But also, hit us up on the social media. Let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about that we haven't yet.
Give questions for us.
Yeah, questions directly for any one of the members. Like
how waspy is John in real life? That's a valid question if you want to listen. Shoot me a line.
how fat is Doug, you know, stuff like that. We'll give you measurements.
Are you going to ask Doug for his measurements?
Yeah.
Length, punch, width, right, punch, girth. Right.
Yeah.
He really isn't that fat.
Solve
Let's
for
be
X.
real, he's not that fat.
It's true.
He's
I know, but it's just funny to play it up because it's an audio show, so they don't know.
Yeah. Like, in their mind's eye, because of what I said, Doug looks like Tommy.
Yeah.
And the other...
And fun fact...
The Grim Reapers?
That picture is now floating around Facebook.
Oh, there's a lot of them. They come back around
like,
every once in a while.
Cool guy gear.
Yeah, they come back
he
around.
Was like, this dude probably trains more than you, and it was the Tommy picture.
Yeah, there's...
And I was like...
Better than that. Someone invited me to
called,
like, the Coldstone Memory. And it's totally not airsoft related at all.
Yeah.
And someone put that meme on there. And I'm just like...
I mean, I've seen...
Where did that picture come from?
That is Blackjack.
No, I know,
no,
but like...
I don't think
how is
Blackjack.
It making the...
No, I eat crayons.